Okay. I need all armor and spare weapons stored in carriage 2. Arrows, bolts, and bullets in 3. Rations in carriage 1. Make sure you leave room for the wine bottles. We may need those. Keelan, you drive carriage 1. What was your name again? Kip. Drive carriage 2. Merrimus, are you drunk? No. All right, you drive carriage 3. Emil!
Yes?
Ever name that horse?
No.
Name the damned horse. Ride next to me as we get to the forest. You're the closest thing to a wood elf we've got.
So you're tagging along?
Of course. Always wanted to see a fairy forest. Kip goes where I go.
And you're not even getting paid.
I'm afraid not.
Respectable.
Excuse me, has anyone seen my dog?
After a few hours passed, the Golden Rose arrived at the mouth of the Forest of Shalavan, the trail soon consumed by the emerald grass.
Do you know where we're supposed to go?
Keep going straight. Once we get to a fork in the road, go right.
Do you have a map?
No.
We're gonna die.
Merrimus, could I take a swig from your canteen? I left mine in Mistifon.
Help yourself.
This is wine.
That it is.
You have a problem.
Jimmy!
No, you're too young.
Hold!
Blocking the path of the caravan, 20 elves stood armed with bows and spears, their faces hidden by masks of leaves.
These the rebels?
I would assume. Hello there! We are here to discuss a peace treaty.
No one is allowed to pass beyond this point.
We are sent with good intentions, I assure you.
I understand, but no one is allowed past this line.
We need to meet with...
Just show him the damn contract!
By the gods, you're here for a peace treaty?
That's what we were saying.
Alright, go on through. Tell him Atreus Everflow sent you.
Move forward! Moving forward!
Glad they could keep it civil. Tired of resharpening my axe.
Ha! I'm running a bit low on arrows.
Merrimus, you seem sober.
I have a job to do, my green friend. Can't be getting piss-faced.
True. By the way, I've been wondering, what made you join the Rose, Merrimus?
Oh, always been a soldier. Drafted back in Tispin when I was 14. All I've ever known, really.
Impressive.
Not really. I could barely aim my crossbow, and I saw a lot of horrid things.
Huh, yeah. War, right? I'm gonna move up to carriage 1.
Need something, Thimbus?
Preferably good conversation.
Well, you're in luck. I've been working on a new song.
Don't.
Damn it! Wheel fell off! I'll go fix it.
I'll help you.
Keelan, pull ahead. Don't stray too far.
On it!
Look, you guys are not listening to me. I'm not saying a frost giant isn't strong. I'm just saying he wouldn't win.
All a frost giant has to do is get on top of the dragon and hit him on the head. Dragons can't breathe up, so he couldn't get hurt.
Keelan, what do you think? Who would win? A frost giant or a white dragon?
Well, dragons are extinct, so I think the giant has a good chance.
Ha!
But that doesn't...
Oh, piss.
A crowd of 10 masked men stood behind one masked woman.
More rebels?
Halt! On the order of the protectors of Shalavan.
Well, that answers that.
We've been permitted clearance by one of your leaders, miss.
Which leader would that be?
Piss.
Monty Russ?
Montreus?
Yes.
Well, what did he look like?
He was wearing a mask. You're all wearing bloody masks.
Yeah.
So, we can go through?
Hand over all your weapons and we'll escort you.
Not gonna happen.
Yeah, without that axe, Thimbus is just a bad haircut.
Oh god, my spine.
There are 10 of us, and only 7 of you. You really want to risk that big guy?
We have, like, a lot more. They're just really far behind us. We have a pass, too.
Yay! And, Emil has it.
Yeah, Emil has... shit.
Hand over all your weapons, get out of the cart, hands up, and we'll escort you to our camp.
Not happening. This is my favorite axe.
I don't want to kill you.
Oh, you won't.
Men, aim for the legs. We can fix them up later.
Well, we're screwed.
Last chance. Set down your weapons.
Perhaps we can negotiate?
Not likely.
Keelan, what's happening?
Oh, shit.
Run!
The rebels dropped their bows and retreated to the treetops. Only the lone woman stood before them.
Cowards!
Are you men all right?
Just another roadblock.
Handled like a true scholar.
Except this time, they pointed the weapons at us.
Sorry about that.
Not the first time I've had a bow drawn on me. Won't be the last.
Would you like a ride to the camp, miss?
Sure.
Carriage 3. I'm not dealing with that again.
Carriage 3 it is.
Such a gentleman.
Do you mind if I sit next to you?
Not at all, Greeny. We never exchanged names?
Thimbus. The old one is Oaktooth. The one with half an ear is half ear. The one steering Skip. He doesn't talk. That's Mackenzie, Ludwig, Gresham, Alvius, Terence, Hartford, Nuggy, and Schaefer.
The elven girl loosened her mask. Wild, unkempt black hair fell to her shoulders. Her piercing dark green eyes would be the first thing any man would notice. A sweet smile swirled the scar underneath her left eye.
Idea Everflow. Nice to meet you all.
So, Idea, who would win? A white dragon or a frost giant?
How old is the dragon?
As the sun set, the golden rose fell deeper into the forest. Small beams of light illuminated from the wall of vines.
Emil, we're both half-breeds, so they may be a bit snide. Don't let them get to you, alright?
Relax, Sauron, I can handle it.
Alright, let me do the talking.
Who goes there?
My name is Sauron Teyvan. I am the head of the Golden Rose. We have been sent with a peace treaty.
So you're the Golden Rose? Montreus told me you looked intimidating.
Are we allowed entrance?
Follow me. Open the gate.
The branches and vines separated, revealing the rebel camp. Tents hung from the trees. A large golden one stood in the center of the camp, red fruits on its branches illuminating all.
Here's home.
It's beautiful.
Edia, what have you done?
Nothing, Uncle Dramus.
You formed a scouting party and tried to set up a roadblock without asking me or Montreus? You could have been killed.
Well, I made friends with him.
We don't need you stirring the pot any more than you are. Jarmus is already livid enough. Now get off the cart and go set up a tent for negotiations.
Fine.
My name is Dramus Everflow. You've already met my brother and my niece. Montreus, Jarmus, and I lead the Shalavan Rebels. I hope she didn't give you too much trouble.
Sauron Teyvan, a pleasure. We've been instructed to discuss a peace treaty with you. We also have a few dozen bottles of elven wines, as a sign of good faith.
A sign of good faith would be him showing up in person.
Ah, the Golden Rose has arrived, I see.
Edia is setting up a tent. Have you talked to Jarmus?
I did. He thinks this is some sort of setup.
Jarmus has always been paranoid.
He has good reason.
Make yourselves welcome. I wouldn't recommend socializing with our men until the treaty has been signed.
Ah, new guests I see.
A wood elf stepped closer to the caravan, red hair tied behind his head, a malicious grin branded onto his face, and a pair of hazel eyes held the look of mania carved into them.
Jarmus, this is the Golden Rose.
Nice to meet you. I'm sorry.
Absolutely pathetic. They sent in a group of mercenaries led by a filthy half-breed to talk peace.
Shut your damn mouth.
Ha! Two of them! They must have really run out of options.
For once in your life, keep your damn mouth shut, Jarmus.
Oh, just playful banter, Montreus.
Edia, do you have the tent ready?
It's been 30 seconds.
I expect it done in 10.
Bit of a hard ass, that one.
So, let's see the treaty. Let's see. Release of Shalavan prisoners. Borders returned to the Wood Elves. That's it? That's absolutely disgraceful.
Jarmus, this treaty ends things in our favor. We get our men back. We get our forest back.
What about the men we've lost? What about the things they've destroyed?
Jarmus, this is probably the best we will get.
They think we'll just back down? Lie on our backs like submissive hounds?
Peace is within our reach, Jarmus.
I don't want peace. I want victory. I want justice for what they did to my Vara. You should want the same for Callius.
Enough.
Did I give you permission to speak at my table, half-breed?
Emile, sit down.
Listen to your owner, half-breed. Hell, haven't you at this table is insult enough. Just proof one of my men must have snuck off with some human whore. Anyone want to claim that bastard?
Stop it, Jarmus. You're just making it worse.
What I'm saying is that any more deaths would be in vain. The war is over. Any more bloodshed would be unnecessary. Hell, all the bloodshed has been unnecessary.
He's right. I'll sign it.
I shall as well. Jarmus. Please.
Fine.
Ken, can we drink the wine now?
So, that was something.
Yep.
Want a drink?
Several.
A woman after my own heart.
So, I saw you talking to the angel girl at that bonfire, Albius.
Yeah.
Oh, I think she's a cleric. You know, the church girls are hard to get, but when they come around, they suck the rust off a broadsword.
They can... What?
Oh, don't mind me. This is a really silly expression. It's nothing.
Never do that again.
What?
Never, ever do what you did again.
I got them to sign it, didn't I?
You could have gotten yourself killed. You could have gotten all of us killed.
I did what needed to be done.
You can't just make rash decisions like that.
Well, it worked.
So, you guys have had it rough here for a bit.
Yep.
Who was Callius?
My father.
Oh.
Yep. Lost my father. My mother ran off, and...
Adea lifted her pant leg to reveal a calf carved from white wood.
They took a little piece of me, too.
That's so badass.
Thanks.
Keelan?
Yes, Marimus?
I was wondering something. You're a wizard. You know magic?
Yes.
I need a favor. My son, Gabriel, he wants to be a wizard, but we can never afford his schooling. Could you...
Pull some strings?
If you can.
Or I can teach him myself if you want. I do have a teaching certificate.
So, you'll help us?
I don't see a reason not to.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Happy to help.
Sorry about not listening to you.
You're fine, Emile.
We have a guest.
Great speech.
Thank you.
Just one little problem.
We don't deal with half-breeds.
The rebel shattered the bottle over his knee and swung it towards Emile. Sauron knocked him out of the way. The bottle ripped into the right side of Sauron's face, shredding his flesh, leaving three large wounds from his ear to his chin.
Sauron!
The rebel raced into the crowd and vanished among the masked faces. The Golden Rose crowded around Sauron, clutching his wounded face.
What happened?
What did they do to him?
Who was that?
No one? Had a bit of a stalemate, no?
Who did this?
Anyone? Anyone at all willing to confess? Whoa! Easy there, lad.
Bring him to me.
Would you expect me to just hand over one of my men to die? Or more likely strike you down where you stand?
This deserves justice.
I suppose you have a point. A duel, perhaps. I'll fight you.
Terms.
I say if you can best me, we escort you out, contract in hand, and you can tie a rope around the one who scarred your friend when this is all over. And when you fall, we burn that treaty and kill Hafu.
Deal.
What?
Give me a moment to prepare.
Take your time. Enjoy it.
Sarin, I...
What the hell are you thinking? You'll get us all killed!
I know what I'm doing, Sarin. Hold still. That should stop the bleeding. Oak, clean the wound.
Don't do this. You'll just make things worse, even if you do survive.
After he spoke of my mother like that, no chance.
Don't!
I can win this, Sarin.
I'm waiting, boy.
Just wait here.
Quite brave of you, Halfbreed. I almost respect it. Hell of a blade you're carrying, compensating for something.
Shut your damn mouth.
Oh, quite the tongue on you. Maybe I'll have to carve it out.
Jarmus revealed two masterfully crafted long swords, then twirled them around playfully in his palms.
Any last words for your family? Feel you deserve that privilege.
I have no family.
And no one to mourn you. Excellent. Take the first strike, boy.
Gladly.
Too clumsy! Need a bit more finesse, half-breed.
Try this.
As Emil gripped his sword, embers formed and kindled into a smoldering flame, consuming the blade.
Emil!
Oh, gods!
As Emil lowered his ignited greatsword down to strike Jarmus, Jarmus swiped the blade away with his bracer and sunk his longsword into Emil's abdomen.
Better luck next time, half-breed.
Jarmus ripped the sword out of Emil. Emil's innards leaked from his gash. Emil cupped his bowels into his hands, and his palms began to glow, sealing the wound.
More fun for me.
Wait!
I yield.
You what?
I submit to you.
Louder.
I submit!
The cowardice of half-breeds. Can't even die with honor. All right. Fine. Leave. We'll find you. When we want.
Get him in the carriage. Now!
Hi, thanks for sticking around. I'm Soup. I play the narrator, Nugbar, and Half-Ear. I'm also the dungeon master for the Dungeons & Dragons game Nazaria is based off of. Thimbus was created and portrayed by Barclay Brown. Keelan was created by Moose and portrayed by the talented Kit Harrison. Sarin and Marimus were portrayed by Kellison Forrester. Emil was portrayed by Clark the Bear Angel. Colin and Oaktooth were portrayed by Ryan J. Crowder. A Day Everflow was portrayed by Ava Rogers. Jarmus was portrayed by Idiom Malicious. Montreus Everflow was portrayed by Psychotron. Dramus Everflow was portrayed by Angelo Cerna. Ambience and sound effects were supplied using Sirenscape. The thumbnail for this episode was provided by Raoul Jorim. You can find his Fiverr linked in the description. Background music for this episode was supplied by Dark Fantasy Studio. If you want to learn more about Nazaria, please consider following our Twitter, @NazariaAudio. Thank you for listening, and be sure to check out the next episode coming soon.